And as the president does that, the race for the Republican presidential nomination continues. Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney are the leaders in the race for that nomination. They faced each other in a debate in Des Moines, Iowa, Saturday night. Each is now pushing hard, hoping to do well, maybe even win. Iowa's first in the nation caucuses 3 weeks from tomorrow. But each is trying to do that without something that's long been considered automatically necessary, an active and extensive ground organization. Here's NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne.
Yesterday afternoon, the brand new Gingrich 2012 Iowa campaign headquarters in Urbandale were quiet. Volunteer Sandra Ziegler was among the handful of people there.
We're kind of in the aftermath of a big event. We just had our grand opening, and Speaker Gingrich was here yesterday. Wow. And so we had to move everything out to accommodate our crowd. Okay. So I'm actually here just putting stuff back together.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
To get ready for phone banking tomorrow.
Prior to last week, Gingrich, the former U.S. House Speaker, didn't have much organization to speak of in Iowa, nor had he spent much time here. But now, with a surging campaign and a lead in the polls, things typically done many months ago are only now being done. But Katie Koberg, Gingrich's Iowa communications director, says that's okay, that this campaign really is different.
We have a game plan. All you reporters asking me this. We have a game plan, I promise. We are running plays, absolutely. But we're not turning over the playbook before the big game.
At another Iowa campaign headquarters over the weekend, this one in downtown Des Moines, another candidate dropped by to meet with volunteers. Mitt Romney was joined by his wife, Ann, and his son, Josh.
My tallest son, the guy who visited all 99 counties of Iowa, a wonderful boy and a hero, my son, Josh. You know, it's a thrill to be able to be out on the campaign trail. If you can only imagine, people ask me all the time, what's it like for your dad to run for president? Well, I'll tell you, it is a thrill.
But if Josh Romney has hit all of Iowa's counties this year, Mitt Romney has been to just six. Now he's making a late final push in the state. It's based on the hope that evangelicals and the Tea Party, neither of which show much liking for Romney, will split their votes. Here is the former Massachusetts governor's message to campaign workers.
Thank you for the work you have done, for the work you're going to do. This is going to be a busy time. Make time every day to pick up the phone and call just a few neighbors or friends.
Of the other candidates, Congressman Ron Paul, running very close to Romney in Iowa, does have a solid statewide organization, as do Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann and Texas Governor Rick Perry. The governor drew a crowd of people yesterday afternoon to a diner in the city of Ames. Among those awaiting his arrival was former Herman Cain supporter, 62-year-old Brenda McGuire, who's now undecided.
Pretty much hearing from everybody. I'm getting emails from Santorum and Bachmann. And I'm getting literature from Perry. I got it from Cain. Got it from Paul. Haven't gotten any from Romney or Gingrich.
But you said you have not received mailings from them, really.
Have we? I don't know that we've gotten any from either one of them.
After Perry's short speech, McGuire said she still doesn't know who she'll support, but she has ruled out Romney and Gingrich. And she doesn't like the fact that people are now calling it a two-man race.
It really ticks me off because it seems like everybody on the East Coast thinks they need to tell us who to vote for, and we don't like that out here. We're nice. We like to make up our own minds.
Meanwhile, Perry works the room shaking hands.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome.
Thank you once again.
He even autographs some fake $10,000 bills, a reference to Saturday's debate when Romney offered to bet him $10,000 to prove a point. Meantime, the caucuses approach, and a majority of voters say they still could change their minds, making the work of these candidates and their organizations even tougher. Don Gagne, NPR News, Des Moines.